The hut was warm and peaceful, yet very alive. It glowed with the golden light of many candles. Monks sat at wooden tables. Some were reading, others played chess. Best of all, some were writing and painting in books. "This is our library," said Brother Patrick. "Here we study math, history, and poetry. We play chess, and we make books."
"Jack," said Annie, "I think this is it."
"What?" said Jack.
"Civilization," said Annie.
Brother Patrick laughed. "Yes, this is where civilization hides," he said, "on top of our lonely island in the sea."
"Oh, man," said Jack, "I love this place." "What kind of books do you make here?" asked Annie.
"Books of wonder," said Brother Patrick. "We record Christian stories as well as the old myths of Ireland."
"Myths?" said Jack.
"Yes," said Brother Patrick. "They were gathered from our storytellers, the old women who sing the tales of long ago when people believed in magic."
"Wow," said Annie.
"Come," said Brother Patrick. "Look at the book of Brother Michael. He has worked on it his whole life." Brother Patrick led Jack and Annie over to an old monk. The monk was painting a blue border around one of the pages in a book. "Michael, these two master librarians from far away would like to see your work," said Brother Patrick. The old monk looked up at Jack and Annie. His wrinkled face broke into a smile.
"Welcome," said Brother Michael in a thin, shaky voice.
"Hi," said Annie.
Brother Michael showed them the cover of his book. It was decorated with gleaming red and blue jewels. Then he turned the pages. Each was covered with fancy writing and delicate paintings in green, gold, and blue.
"I wish I could paint like that," said Annie.
"It's beautiful," whispered Jack.
"Thank you," said Brother Michael.
"How do you make a book like this?" asked Annie.
"I write on sheepskin and use goose quill pens," said Brother Michael. "My paints are made of earth and plants."
"Wow,"
said Annie.
"Show Michael what you are seeking," Brother Patrick said.
"Oh, right," said Jack. He pulled out the paper Morgan had given them. He showed the Latin writing to the old monk. Brother Michael nodded.
"Yes," he said with a smile. "I know that one quite well."
Brother Michael turned to the page he had been painting with a blue border. He pointed to the writing at the top of the page.
"Oh, man,"
whispered Jack. The words were Serpens Magna. Chapter 5.